Blog Talk Radio.
There was so much renewal and just life-transforming events and seminars and a lot going on, and it was just awesome, absolutely awesome. I had an opportunity to meet so many of you that are actually listening to my show, and I had an opportunity to put a face with a name, and it was wonderful. So thank you for that, thank you for that, thank you for that. Also, thank you for the support and the email notes and everything that you have written in to tell me about the show and how much it has helped you, especially with the on-air coaching sessions that we've been doing. So I really appreciate that. I am so happy that everyone is getting a lot of value from this, because that's what it's about. It's about changing your life. So keep up the great work, because we still have a lot of ground to cover, a lot of ground to cover. As you know, if you've been keeping up with the show, you know that this is not an overnight thing. You know, we live in a microwave society, and everybody wants everything instantaneous, and it's just not possible. You cannot have what you want in life overnight. It is a continual process. We must keep going and growing. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We have a great guest that's going to be joining us. Her name is Shauna Beeman. And if I am pronouncing that correctly, Shauna, I'm sure you will let me know when you come on the line. So we have been talking about, for the last couple of weeks, we're talking about goal design, how you actually design your goals and break them down into doable tasks. So we want you to be able to have your tasks assigned that align with your goal, because, you know, you can't just jump into your goal. You have to break it down into doable chunks. So that's what we're going to be talking about this evening, and I am going to just give you guys a little bit more here before I bring my guest on the line. Next week on the 16th, we will not be live. We will be back on the 23rd, the following week. But next week, we will not be live here on the Living by Design show. So I just wanted to let you know that. And if you have any questions, concerns, comments, send your email notes to me, Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, at chollowayhill.com. That's C-H-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y-H-I-L-L.com. All right, so let's get rolling this evening. And you also know that the last 30 minutes of the show is conducted at the off-site conference bridge. So I just wanted to make sure I reiterated that. And to anyone who wants to join us, we have a wonderful time on the conference bridge with all of my listeners who want to actually speak and talk about their specific situations and issues that they may not want to say live on the air. So if you want to be part of that, email me as well, and I will send you the conference bridge dial-in number. So with that, we are going to bring Shauna onto the line. Good evening, Shauna. Are you there?
I am here.
How are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderfully, and thank you so much for inviting me to join in on your program. I'm very excited to share some of the items that I have.
Well, I am very excited to have you join us. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And I'm sure you heard me giving my little intro there to let everyone know that we are into the design phase of our on-air coaching because we have been, I think we are in week 9. We're in week 9, and we are in the design phase of our goals, our actual goals. So we have gone through so many pieces, critical pieces, Shauna, as you know, of actually designing your goals, because you have to go through the mindset changes. You have to get your mindset right. You have to go through the self-discovery process. And all of these things are very critical to helping you accomplish your goals. So all of those items were covered in earlier sessions, and if anyone missed any of the sessions up through today, they are all available for on-demand download 24/7, anytime, day or night, that you want to go back and download any of those shows, they are there for you. So, Shauna, just go ahead and give us a little bit of intro about you, your work, and what you do, and a little bit about your background.
Okay. Of course, my name is Shauna Beeman, and I have mentored for just over 10 years. And before that, I ran companies and built companies from the ground up. And so at a point in my life, I decided that I wanted to be able to share my knowledge with others and help them make successes in their own lives. And so that's how I got into coaching and mentoring other people, is because I really enjoy seeing other people have successes in their lives. And I coach people individually. We also have a program that is internet-based, and I work with a speaker who has been in goal setting and speaking for over 30 years. And so we do live calls for our members. It's actually a membership website, and we record some lessons so that they can watch it on their own time. But really what I love to do is stuff like this and talk to people live so I can be hands-on and really deal with people one-on-one and in, you know, personal and live groups.
Yes, absolutely. That is fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, as I stated, we have been, this is the 9th week of our on-air coaching, and we have gone through 8 previous weeks prior to tonight, 8 previous weeks to prepare our listeners to be in the place to start accomplishing their goals, because as we both know, New Year resolutions very rarely work, if ever, because people try to jump straight into the action before they get their mindset right, before you have to change on the inside before you can actually start implementing the actions and the tools on the outside. So so now we're actually talking about the design phase and going through the SMART goal process or whatever your process is, because there's many different ways to actually design your goals. And so we're going to just ask you to go ahead and jump in and talk about your design process and how you coach your clients into designing their goals.
Perfect. Okay, Kathy, I know that you have talked about the SMART process, and I've heard you describe it. It's the specific. Your goal must be specific. It must be positive and present. So when you say your goal, you don't say, I'm going to lose weight or I'm going to make money. You say, I weigh 140 pounds, or I make $1,000 a week, or whatever it is, whatever your goal is. You want to make sure that it's present and positive. Now, going along that, that's part of being specific. Then you want it to be measurable. And measurable is, you know, if you want to lose 50 pounds, then you say, okay, for per month, I want to lose 10 pounds. That way it is measurable. You can measure it at the end of every month and see if you're on track for your goal. Attainable means that, you know, it you can attain it. Realistic means it's real. And then SMART, T is for time sensitive, so you have a deadline. Now, the deadline comes in to play with it being measurable. You can measure it and see if you are progressing and you're going to meet your deadline. Your deadline also makes you accountable for your goals. And we actually teach the SMARTer with an R on the end process, and that is a reward. And so what the reward does is it gives you motivation to reach your goal, and it gives you something to strive for. So if you have a long-term goal, you need to set milestones, and you need to have a reward at each milestone. So weight is a really easy thing to compare this to. So what you would do is if you're losing your 10 pounds at the end of every month, you reward yourself, whether it's a new blouse, or whether it's taking your children to a movie, or whatever a reward is to you, something simple. It can be very simple. But make sure that you have that reward there, because then it gives you more incentive to reach your goal. So always have that reward in your SMART process. So put that R on the end of your SMART.
And then, I love that. That's great.
Yeah, I think that we all deserve rewards when we work hard toward our goals and we see an achievement, whether it's at a milestone or whether it's our actual, we meet an actual, you know, final goal. And so that's really fun, and that really helps me, and I think it helps people who, you can also have rewards for your, say you have children and you need to make time for yourself, well, you can share a reward with them so that they also have an incentive to help you reach your goal. They're part of your reward. So that's really fun also to include others in your reward if they are if they can help you reach your goal.
Absolutely. And then, that's wonderful.
Thanks. And that's really fun. That's fun. And then chunking down. You talked about chunking down, and I think that that's really important. That's part of meeting your milestones. And so if you have a huge goal, make sure you are chunking it down, because if a goal is too far out ahead, then you're less likely to stay on course to reach that goal. Make sure that you have small pieces, small chunks of goals, and you can reach each little chunk a little bit at a time. You'll stay more motivated. You'll stay more on course. And the biggest thing about staying on course, this is the main thing that we teach, because you, in order to reach your goals, you really need to have persistence and determination. And a key part of that is making sure that you're taking action steps every day. So we teach planning. You need to plan. Whether you plan in the evening, you plan your next day, or whether you get up in the morning and before you start your day, you plan your day. So with planning, that is key to success, because then you know what action steps you have to take. Even if it is, if you work full-time and you're still working toward your goals, maybe you plan an action step to take during your lunch, or you plan an action step to take at 6 o'clock when you're off of work. But that is a key thing, is making sure that you know the action step that you're going to take the next day that is going to get you one step closer to your goal.
That sounds really good, Shawn. I love every single thing you said. And in addition to your persistence and determination, I'm also going to add two more to that, and that's commitment and discipline. There are going to be so many times that you all know you're not going to feel like doing whatever you have on your list to do for the day. Something may happen in your day that could throw you off. Maybe you get some bad news or something. We never know what type of obstacles are around the corner. So when you have that persistence and that determination and that commitment and discipline, you're going to do something. It's not so much how much you do every day. It's just that you do something each day toward your goal, and that's very, very key.
And I totally agree. And sometimes we don't feel like doing something, and so a key there, too, is to put a time to it. So instead of just having a to-do list, if you have it scheduled at 6 o'clock in the morning, so if your alarm goes off, you don't say, oh, do I need to get up and do something? No, you know it's on your list. You've scheduled it at 6 o'clock. You have to get up and exercise, or you have to get up and write those two paragraphs for your book or whatever it is that you're trying to achieve. That's really helps a lot of people, is if they have a time set for your goal, then you're more likely to accomplish it and not put it off and push it off until later. And make sure and do your biggest goals first. Your biggest and hardest thing to do, if you get that over with, it gets you over the hump, and then you're enthusiastic to move forward to your next item on the list, because you know that you've accomplished something big and something that's pushing you towards your goal. And every time you feel an accomplishment, it really creates enthusiasm, and and it makes you excited because you can see progress in your goals. And seeing progress is a really important factor in actually meeting your goals, because you have to stay motivated. You have to stay enthusiastic about your goals. And so one of the things that we teach, and this is really important too, is in the morning we teach people to do power starts. We call them power starts, where you get up and you have an affirmation. And that affirmation is about your goal. Whatever your goal is, you have maybe a 2 or 3 sentence saying that you get up and you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I will win. Why? You know, because I am enthusiastic and I know I can lose weight, or I will exercise today at 4 o'clock, and you know, make sure that you love what you're doing. You know, I love what I do. You can even say something like that in the mirror, and you can say, today is going to be a great day because I am creating love in my life, or wealth in my life, or health in my life. And, you know, and as a result, I am going to feel better, or whatever it is that you are working toward. That power start in the morning will jumpstart your day. It will make you, you'll be energetic all day because you know that you're on the way to reaching your goals.
Yeah, and I also just want to remind all the listeners, because I know everyone has really been doing a fantastic job, and as you guys will see, these puzzle pieces are starting to come together, and as I explained earlier in some of the previous shows, our lives are very similar to the pieces of a puzzle, and all these pieces and all of the tools and methods and tips and mindset changes and stepping out of your comfort zone and visualization, all of these are starting to come together now. So just as Shauna is saying about having your morning routine, doing your affirmations, you can also use your visualization tips and methods that we talked about in earlier shows. See yourself already having accomplished that goal. See yourself at the weight that you want to be. See what it feels like. See what you're doing. See yourself in your new outfits and your new clothes. See yourself really showing off that new body. Just feel it and be it. And that's when you can use visualization that we talked about in earlier shows, and that's when you can really feel that you are there. As Shauna stated, you are in the present. Don't put it out in the future. Don't make it future-based. I will, or I'm going to. You're going to say, look at me. I am 30 pounds lighter. I love the way I look. I love the way, I mean, I know you're still going through the steps, but you have to do this as part of your affirmation and your visualization process, because all of these pieces are starting to come together as you move toward accomplishing your goal. And I just wanted to take a minute to talk about, you know, the pieces of the SMART process, because we know specific, you know, as Shauna stated, it has to be specific, and, you know, I love what you said about the present, and it was present, and what else did you call
positive.
It? Present and positive. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. The other piece I wanted to is just jump down to the R, which is realistic. And I want to make sure that you understand that realistic is totally aligned to you. So if you have a goal of losing a certain amount of weight, make sure that the tasks that you have on your to-do list are realistic for you. So if you don't like to jog or if you don't like to run, then don't make one of your to-dos or your tasks to run 4 miles or run 1 mile. Make sure that it's something that you like to do. It's realistic and it aligns with who you are. Maybe you like to dance, so you could have 15, 20, 30 minutes of dancing in your living room or whatever the case may be, or running on a treadmill, and I don't know what that is. But it has to align with who you are and what is enjoyable for you, because we want the goal to be fun. We don't want it to be work, and it's already going to be enough of a challenge to actually get your done and stay committed and focused. So we want to make sure that whatever tasks that you put in place to accomplish your goal, that it aligns with who you are, it's fun, and it's something that you're going to enjoy doing along your journey. Don't you agree, Shauna?
I totally agree. Yes, you will not be motivated to do something that you don't enjoy doing. And if you need ideas of, you know, things to do, talk to your friends, get a group together, go do something fun that is active. And that in itself will, you know, spur you on to find something that you love doing. Try new things. Try things with your husband and with your friends. Find something that you enjoy. If you don't have an active sport or something that's active, even if it is just getting out and shopping every day, even if you have no money, just to get out and walk the mall. Get out
right.
and do something that you feel good about, that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely. That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Walk around the mall, even if you're just window shopping, walk around the mall, and you will be surprised that that is exercise. There are so many ways that you can do cardiovascular that you don't have to run or jog. I mean, if you don't like doing that, I have found that the Wii Fit, I don't know if everyone is familiar with the Wii system, but there is a Wii Fit video or a DVD that you can put in your Wii system that totally gives you a fantastic workout, and it is so much fun. You play tennis, and it's very interactive. You know, you actually see yourself doing the activity on the screen while you're moving around with the device that comes with the Wii system, and you can measure your progress. It gives you all types of tools to measure your weight now. It gives you a time frame that you want to accomplish your goals in, and you can go back and you can measure that. You can see if you're on track. And then it gives you a lot of different options of how to do your cardiovascular, how to do your balancing, how to do your weightlifting, and how to do your structure and your toning. And it is a fantastic option for those who are trying to lose weight. I would highly recommend it. If you're not one of those kind of people who likes to get out and jog and do those types of things, there are so many different methods and ways of accomplishing that goal that aligns with who you are to have fun. Make it fun. Get a group of girls together, and you all walk together. Walk in the park. The
mm-hmm.
weather's getting ready to change, and spring is coming up, and there are so many different things that you could do. So, and we're just using the weight loss example as a goal, because I know that's a lot of, you know, that's something that a lot of people have as their goal. So
mm-hmm.
there are so many different things that could be so much fun for you.
Right. I totally agree. And I think one of the important things, too, is a lot of people start out and people become not motivated to reach their goals when they're working on too many goals. So an important thing is that you look at your goals, write them down, pick one, maybe two, and really focus on those goals. Because when you're trying to reach four or five goals at a time, it's just sometimes that's not possible. So pick the one that is going to get you, that is going to make you the happiest. Pick the one that is going to make it so that you can move on to your next goal. Sometimes that's a financial goal. Sometimes you can't reach any of your other goals until you're making X amount of money because you don't have the time, because you don't have time freedom, because you're working to make money. So make sure that you're really focusing on goals that will help, once you reach a goal, that it will help advance you on to your next goal. And be careful not to work on too many at a time. That's a really important thing.
Absolutely. I'm 100% agree. Yeah, but the whole idea here is to just take it slow, because if you try to, and I always use the New Year resolution example, because that's one of the things that you don't want to do. You don't want to jump in too fast. You don't want to bite off more than you can chew. And that's why we always make sure that, I love that SMART acronym, because that's the A, attainable. Is it attainable? Is it something
uh-huh.
that can be accomplished? And if it's too many things that you're trying to do, it's not going to be attainable. So if all of those components are present, and I love the fact that you added that R on the end, if all of these components are present in your goals and your tasks that you design, you will have a tremendous probability of accomplishing your goals, the specific, the measurable, the attainable, the realistic, the time bound, the rewards at the end. It is all there for you, and I promise you it will work. And you have to be patient, as we stated. You have to be persistent, determined, committed, and disciplined. And I always like to say with the commitment, if you're interested in a goal, you're going to do what's convenient. But when you're committed, you're going to stay the course. You're going to do whatever it takes to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I like how you talked about the visualization. I think that's so important. And if you don't have, if anyone on this call does not have a dream board or a visualization board, you should sit down and make one, whether you go through magazines or whether you have pictures of yourself when you were at a, you know, a lighter weight, or whether it's you want to have money in your pocket, so maybe you have a picture of, you know, money coming out of a pocket or out of a purse. You need to, or whether you maybe you're trying to write a book, you know, have a picture, create a picture of that book with the title on it and you as the author, and then maybe put a big bestseller across the top of it. Whatever it is that you're trying to reach, make sure you're looking at that goal and that you see it every morning. And you can create a small board and you can hang it up on your mirror or above your desk or even in your shower. Put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in your shower. You'll look at it every morning when you're taking your shower. It's a great place to put it.
You know what? That is fantastic. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I'm going to share something that has worked for me. And because I, when I stepped out of corporate America to, you know, take that giant leap of faith, at that time I found a picture of a $1 million bill, and I made copies of that $1 million bill, and I have $1 million bills posted all over my vision board. I have $1 million bills posted in all of my bedrooms. I have $1 million bills posted in my bathroom. I have $1 million bills posted all over my house, Shauna. And I'm telling you, because of that, that and my affirmations and saying it in the present and being positive with my affirmations, as you stated with the specific, the positive in the present, and so many things have just come to me out of nowhere. And I understand why. It's because I have everything around my house that I want to accomplish. And when I look at it, I just go right into my affirmation mode, keeping it present. I am, I have, I do, and I keep it in the present, and it works. It has worked so very well for me. I put a picture up of the book that I wanted to write, and I kept at it, and I kept at it, and I have my book, and it has done fabulous. I have I don't even know how many books, just tons of books, audio tapes. It really does work. Everything I have on my vision board, I have gotten accomplished through the SMART process, the visualization, as we talked, and making sure that you have everything around you that you want to accomplish. It does. Trust me, it does work.
It absolutely does. And I can say something even as small as a garden. I've been wanting to put in a garden for many years. I finally put it on my board, and I did it last summer. It works.
I know it.
It really does. Really,
and
fun.
Shauna, I tell you, the time really got away from us here. We're coming up on our last 60 seconds here on the show, and I want you to just, you know, give your website really quick and just, you know, take us away with your website, and if our listeners want to get in touch with you, just give us that information real quick.
Perfect. Yes, my website, www.goalsmentor.com. That's GOALSMENTOR. So goalsmentor.com. You can find my email address. It's shanna@goalsmentor.com on there. And, yes, send me an email. And if you would like to talk, I can, you know, leave your phone number on an email. That would be great. Be happy to give you a call and tell you about, you know, what we do and help you out in any way that I can. Thank you,
absolutely,
Kathy, for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to us this evening. You have been wonderful, a wealth of knowledge. And please remember to join us at our off-site conference bridge number for the last 60 seconds from 6:30 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to seeing you there. We are so excited about everything that has happened. I'm so proud of everyone. We are going to sign off for now. Remember, we will not be live next week, but we will return on the 23rd with more empowering, life-changing topics and guests for your life design. Doing it your way, because that's what we want to do here on the Living by Design. So good night, everyone. We will see you on the 23rd, 6 p.m. Have a wonderful, blessed 2 weeks. Good night, everyone.
Good night.